Well, I first had the pleasure of meeting my first guest this morning at ConCon, the Connecticut Tourism Convention up in Hartford a few months ago. It seems like yesterday. But what does seem more like yesterday was a couple of weeks ago when I once again had the pleasure of hanging out with Rachel Lenda. She is the new director of Connecticut Office of Tourism, and she's in the room, and we're ready to talk, having a good time and making all your vacation and trip and travel and tourism plans right here in Connecticut. But first, we want to remind you that our consumer protection partners at Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut just announced that the BBB Institute for Marketplace Trust has launched a new online resource aimed at helping people impacted by scams. The Scam Survival Toolkit connects people with information they need to help restore their financial, mental, and emotional health. It provides tailored guidance and resources based on a person's specific situation. It walks you through the steps to take to prevent further financial impact and gives you guidance for restoring long-term financial and emotional well-being. You want to learn more about prevention or to access the new Scam Survival Toolkit, then you just need to visit bbb.org/scamtracker. Well, good morning, Rachel. You ever been scammed? I have.
Good morning, John. Have I been scammed? Well, you know, yes, but I often try to mess with those scammers too
on the other end.
And it's always a good time.
Always fun to wrangle them around. Good. Well, your office works to make tourism a leading economic contributor and a source of pride for Connecticut. And you partner with the Connecticut business community, regional tourism districts, and you're helping elevate Connecticut as a prime destination for leisure and business travelers while encouraging strategic investment in tourism here. But the good news is that you're starting out from a great bar. So what I really wanted to do was, right off the bat, inform people, every taxpayer in the state of Connecticut that reaches into their pocket to pay what is due will be happy to know how much tourism is already generating here in our state. It is a big number.
It absolutely is. And, you know, the data that we have is from, so we outsource tourism economics to provide us our tourism economic impact in the state of Connecticut. And with a $4.5 million statewide marketing and tourism budget, the economic impact is, in 2021, it was $17 billion. So it's a heck of a return on investment. And, you know, I think as we continue to invest in marketing our great state as not only a great place to travel to and to visit, but also a great place to call home. You know, we have, we're the state of extremes. You can go from skiing and hiking to the ocean, to a metropolitan city like New Haven or Hartford, Bridgeport, and you could go down to the coastline and enjoy quaint towns like, you know, Westport or Mystic, and up in the northwest and northeastern hills are these beautiful rolling hills and lots of agritourism, visit some farms and things to do there. So the state of Connecticut has a vast offering of why that economic output is so high.
Yeah. You make a super important point about attracting everyone from everywhere else here to Connecticut, and then you know, giving them that whole cornucopia of awesome stuff that they can do here and experience here, and then get them to move here and become taxpayers and contributors to our community. And I think that's lost on a lot of people when you're talking about, you know, like Compounds or the Litchfield Thomaston Waterbury train ride. You know, they tend to focus on those experiences and those destinations, but that is where the magic happens that attracts people to become Connecticut residents.
Exactly. Those attractions are essential for the the health, you know, our business owners, whether they're small, medium, or large size, you know, if you're talking about Beardsley Zoo or Mystic Aquarium, or you have these, you know, conglomerates like Fox Resort Casino or Mohegan Sun, there are these big and small entities that, you're right, a great word for that is cornucopia. And once we get people into our state, you know, these big attractions are almost like our gateway, right? Mm-hmm. So these folks are coming in from all over the country. And the minute that they get into Connecticut and they get, you know, their first slice of Connecticut at one of these beautiful attractions, and then they go beyond and they're traveling to, you know, the Litchfield County or, you know, Tallinn County or up in, you know, Putnam, Pomfret area down to the shore, they're just smacked in the face with the most beautiful state, with everything and anything that they could possibly want to do. That they can't get in other states that are either landlocked or, you know, flat, or, you know, the geography or the topography isn't as beautiful as ours. And, you know, fun fact about Connecticut is why this place named Connecticut the number one hiking destination in the entire country. And let me tell you, my colleagues in Vermont and New Hampshire about had a heart attack when I pulled that stat out. Because the minute that you leave your front door as a Connecticut resident, within 15 minutes, you're either on a state trail, a park, you know, a hiking, you're by some sort of natural resource where we've preserved that as a state, which makes us one of the best places in the country to enjoy outdoor life.
Yeah, and to bring the ROI point back once again into the focus of taxpayers, How much are the New Hampshires and the Vermonts of the world spending on attracting tourists versus Connecticut? Because that's really the magic number that really blew me out of my seat at ConCon.
Yes. So we've got our partner states spending, I say partner, meaning that, you know, we're all theoretically promoting, we're all New England, we're all theoretically promoting New England. But as their own state entities, you know, Vermont is in double digits. Maine is, I believe they're right around $23 million in a statewide marketing budget. And we are punching well above our weight class in the sense of economic return on investment.
Yeah, with the $4 million budget. Yeah.
We're really, I mean, but they're all very smart decisions of what we're making. Mm-hmm. Well, at least we like to think so, right? Yeah.
And the other smart decision was, you know, to be perfectly honest, was Governor Lamont and his team at DECD, who looked across the national landscape of folks to put in the position to lead our tourism efforts here in Connecticut. And they picked somebody who had been leading tourism efforts in Connecticut. You came from leading one of the tourism districts.
I did. So I am the first homegrown director of tourism in about a generation. And I think that that is a brilliant strategy, not only because I'm now employed by a great employer, but also because the constituents, the people who have invested in this industry, understand that there's somebody, you know, in a leadership role that is born and raised here, that understands the culture, that understands the wants and the needs and working in the industry, that understands the connections that people have made. So I think it's really important that, you know, we think about why having a Connecticut born and raised person, you know, I grew up in Griswold, Connecticut. I lived in Groton for a long time, and now I live just outside of Hartford.
Wonderful. And the investment continues because they're giving you the tools to be able to do all the things that they put you in that job to do by investing in your staff. You've like doubled your staff in a relatively short time, right?
Yes. More than doubled. More than doubled. So our office is led by none other than the phenom himself, Mr. Anthony Anthony. Yes, his name is Anthony Anthony. It's a funny story from when you know, his parents naming him. I'll let him tell you that story. But So Anthony is our chief marketing officer for the Department of Economic and Community Development for the state of Connecticut. We are one of the only states in the nation to have a chief marketing officer, which emphasizes the importance of branding, marketing, and providing the economic resources to uplift all of our businesses to be promoted. And, you know, we're all in the business of tourism, really. Mm-hmm. If I'm traveling to, you know, to a different part of Connecticut, you know, living outside of Hartford, if I travel to Norwalk or Fairfield or, even over, you know, in Pawcatuck, Putnam, I'm considered a tourist by data and geographic footprint, because anything outside of 25 miles outside of your front door, you're considered a tourist. So, you know, I do make an effort to explore our beautiful state. So getting back to Anthony. So underneath Anthony, we've have a division of our live, work, play strategy for the Office of Statewide Marketing and Tourism. So I am your director of tourism, Rachel Lenda. And then we have a brand director, the brilliant Ellen Wolf. And we also just hired Morgan Merrick, who is our creative director. And she offers support for both Ellen and myself. Underneath Morgan, we've got Shafi Khan, who is our most recent hire, and he is our digital marketing associate. And then I have got some stellar employees as well and colleagues. So we've got Jen Haig, who is our grants and contracts specialist. She really focuses on the governor's budget with those specific line items and things that the state grants out. And then we've got Robert Damroth, who is our legend with CT Visit. So if anything you need CT Visit wise, you are going to reach out to Rob Damroth. And we also have Al Strong, who is also a tenured employee. He works with the Visitor and Drive Market. He helps us with the Big E. He helps with the Welcome Centers, which are in the process of being opened throughout the state. And I just got a confirmation from our newest employee, who her name is Jill Larson, and she'll be starting on July 1st. And she is our new community outreach and engagement specialist. So we now have bandwidth. We've got power. We've got, you know, intellectual capacity to really do amazing things. And I think that that is a true testament to our governor and the administration for understanding that while the, you know, the frustration of funding tourism in Connecticut, right, we're significantly lower than our neighboring states. But he's doing, and the administration is doing what they can to bolster and support our department by adding human capital. And I think that, that, you know, when you're creating jobs and you're, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk, I think it's really important that that be promoted and celebrated, because we will now be able to do more things, have more time, and have more bandwidth and capacity. So it's only going to help our constituents even further.
So in terms of maximizing the attention to our state, what can you tell us about where people are coming from? Have you already seen the fruits of marketing that may have been done by your predecessor, where they may have, you know, pipelined a good chunk of change into promoting Connecticut in Las Vegas? So suddenly we're getting a lot of tourists from Nevada. How does that work?
Yes. So that is a great question. So our market is, you know, we have a heavy market in New York. We also have heavy market in northern New Jersey. And come to find out, Florida is actually one of our heavier markets of folks coming up. I think with the pull of, you know, Avello at Tweed Airport in New Haven. I think Tweed Airport has really opened up as a gateway to get in and out of Connecticut with ease and at an extremely cost-effective price. So, and they have now added direct flights in even more locations around the country. So you can fly in from Houston, Texas. You can fly in from Atlanta, Georgia, from Tampa, Florida. And we're seeing an increase in folks traveling from those areas. But all in all, the state of Connecticut, the bulk of who comes to visit us are from the 27.5 million person draw, which is within New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Great. The last thing I wanted to cover before we have to say goodbye, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Can you please explain to folks how the regional tourism sectors all kind of work both independently for their own targeted interests, but then together to be, you know, kind of part of the bigger team that's shooting toward the goals that you and your office and Anthony and the governor all have for bringing people to the state to play and then hopefully attracting them here to stay.
Exactly. So I'm happy to talk about that. So the state of Connecticut has 3 regional tourism districts, and they're divided up by a geographical location. So you've got Western Connecticut, Central, and Eastern. And there are 169 towns in our very small but mighty state. So each of the districts is divided up. I believe Western has roughly 60. I know that Eastern has 41. And the balance is in the middle. So the districts are funded by legislation. So in 2018-2019, legislation reestablished the regional tourism districts with a new state statute. And there's $1.2 million that's divided equally amongst the 3 regions. And within those regions, the $400,000 that they get to spend, the goal for that money spent is to market their specific region on a far more granular and specific level, as in promoting, putting advertising dollars behind events, putting advertising dollars behind certain venues that have, you know, like a summer-long draw or attraction. And it's the idea of the tourism districts are to help our smaller and medium-sized businesses that do not have a marketing budget or the help or the bandwidth to help lift them and to put them into the market so that they have, you know, some sort of assistance and help advertising dollars behind that. Mm-hmm. And that goes across. So you know, Western, you know, they focus they work with a marketing agency. Eastern focuses and works with a marketing agency. And then Central is really interesting because they focus a lot on creating collateral material, so print, literature, brochures. State of Connecticut is not literature brochure heavy, so they've taken an opportunity to see and carve out a niche in their region to support the Office of Tourism with something that we may not be producing. So all in all, the districts fall under the Connecticut Office of Statewide Marketing and Tourism. And I oversee the 3 districts, and we all work beautifully together. We've got, you know, something else to note, too, is that the people that are on these organizations, the board of directors, they're all volunteer. So they're people who are incredibly passionate and motivated to help the tourism industry in Connecticut. And they partner with certain vendors who can make sure that their ideas and wants and needs come to fruition. So I think I always give credit where credit's due, right? So the people who are volunteering their time to really lift, you know, the tourism industry in Connecticut. And then you've got other things like the Connecticut Tourism Coalition. You know, they're heavy in advocating in Hartford. You've got the Tourism Council who supports, you know, our office. So there are tons of other organizations around the state that we partner and work with to make sure that besides just the districts, that there are a lot of other ancillary organizations with the same mission, vision, objectives, and values that we have. So it's this point, it's rising tides lift all boats. So mm-hmm. we're working towards marching towards that same direction. Yep. And I'm very excited.
Yeah.
It's we've got a lot ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to say, one of the biggest, tugboats, in the fleet that's rising all those boats is ctvisit.com. All you need to do, no matter where you're listening to our program, is just take a minute or a day. Rachel and I could spend another 20-minute segment mm-hmm. just talking about ctvisit.com. Ding, that's an idea for another visit. But in the meantime, let's tell you, ctvisit.com will show you what to do, where to stay, where to eat, how to plan your time in Connecticut. It's got a robust events calendar. You can literally drill down to the most unique events in almost every community across our 169 cities and towns. It'll tell you about the regions, and it'll even give you ideas if you're planning to come to Connecticut for a specific season. It all starts at ctvisit.com, and your CT visit experience, I hope, was made or will be made more pleasant, or your staycation, thanks to our guest this morning, Rachel Linda. She's leading the team at the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Rachel, thanks so much for your time this morning, and we'll see you out on the road.